This is VLX number 6, Matthew chapter 2, verses 7 to 12. It's our second meditation on the Magi. Good afternoon, I'm Father David Nix. VLX stands for Video Lectio Divina. It's the YouTube channel of Ignatian Mental Prayer. Now, I'm going to normally start doing announcements at the beginning of VLX and at the end of CPX. Beginning of VLX so that you can go straight to prayer, and end of CPX because it's always going to be optional. And I might include some trivia and some life updates. And if you just want the catechesis, just turn it off. Now, there are two announcements today, but both refer to the prayer life. So don't turn off these boring announcements, especially since we have a great meditation to look at today. First, just a reminder that two different 15-minute periods of prayer are possible for the lay person who wants to come to holiness. And nothing can beat that daily family rosary, so I don't want any of these video series to ever replace that daily rosary, at least 5 decades, 15 if you can. So my suggestion is mental prayer in the morning with this series and 5 decades at night with your family, or pray those 5 decades during the day while you're driving. I'm going to try to get these ahead of time up by noon, but noon might be too late for you, so you may want to just use these the very next day. Secondly, please pray for my apostolate and have your family pray that I can practice what I preach in all of this. Today we are in the second meditation on the Nativity of Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew. And again, just a recap, most of you know this is a new YouTube series on Ignatian Mental Prayer. And if you want to know how to do it, please go back in that playlist titled VLX, Video Lectio Divina, and listen to number 2. VLX number 2 will teach you how to pray according to St. Bruno, the apophatic method, and St. Teresa of Avila and St. Ignatius of Loyola, also called the cataphatic method. St. Matthew writes this today. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed their own country by another way. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. We are usually going to start with the apophatic way of St. Bruno. So selecting the material is kind of step zero for him, and this will always be selected for you if you keep up with this series. So now we move on to number 1 and 2 combined, careful study and hidden treasure. Now, as I said before, you only want to meditate on about a quarter of a chapter of a gospel so it doesn't just turn into reading. And like I also said before, you can use this series just as a Bible study without the meditation, but I think you'll get more from it if you do that. Okay, the ESV and the RSV Bible that I just quoted says of the Magi, they fell down and worshipped him. Last time we talked about that word worship, prosokuneisin here, that's the plural of the one we talked about last time, prosokuneisin means literally they touch their foreheads to the ground. But in this verse, verse 11, there's actually a gerund in front of it. Peisontes. Peisontes in the Greek means falling. A gerund, if you remember in English, ends in an ing. But in Greek, it usually ends in a ontes. So it's peisontes. It's actually also a gerund in the Latin. If you think I'm making this up, any of the traditionalists who like their Latin, you can go see that it's actually a gerund in the Latin. Procidentes, also meaning falling. So even though the ESV translates it well as falling down and worshipped him, it's literally falling worshipped. And the reason I give this to you sometimes is because when we can look at the Greek, even though we extract the dynamic translation out of it, sometimes when we look at the exact translation, even though it wouldn't be appropriate for a Bible, it can give you the sacred author's sense in a deep way, falling worshipped. So the Magi falling worshipped him. And him is, of course, Jesus Christ. Now, the next verb is also a gerund, or rather, I should say, the next verb is also a gerund. Again, a gerund is a word that ends in ing. And this is opening their treasure. Here they are opening their treasure. This would be a great one to meditate on also because the Eastern Church Father, St. Gregory Nazianzen, writes this, quote, Let us remain on in adoration unto him who, in order to save us, humbled himself to such a degree of poverty as to receive our body. Let us offer not only incense, gold, and myrrh, but also spiritual gifts, more sublime than those which can be seen with the eyes. End quote. So where the Magi bring gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, every one of you has gifts in your life not being used by Christ that you can bring him. I don't mean to look at that in purely a frenetic and ethical way. I mean, look at that through the eyes of the heart. It doesn't mean you have to start hair shirts or taking the discipline. I think many Latin Mass lay people can kind of dismiss the past or put this on the shoulders of priests and nuns. Many, many traditionalists are super holy. I don't mean that as a rip on them. But I think even I fall into this idea, well, unless I'm fasting intensely every day or wearing a hair shirt or taking the discipline, what's the point in being generous? But if you read Soul of the Apostolate, all of that begins with the interior life of mental prayer. So everyone can be more generous with Christ in some way, and I propose the interior life is the best place to start and ending sin. But all the saints say the best way to end sin is to take up mental prayer. So meditate on just one set of those two groupings of words in Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. Either falling worshipped him, or falling down worshipped him, or that line, opening their treasures. And don't be afraid to bring your own personal life here. Even though this is the apophatic method of St. Bruno that's a little more sober than the way of St. Teresa of Avila, that does not mean it's depersonalized. You still want to bring your own personal life into the method of St. Bruno. Now let's look at the cataphatic method of St. Teresa of Avila and St. Ignatius of Loyola. If you remember, last time you were a friend of the Magi and you were traveling with them on a path walking through Iran, Armenia, and Palestine. This is where the saints said that the three Magi went. And again, I had you talk to them, but remember, they're all canonized saints. So you were talking to the saints. This time you actually arrive at the scene just after the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, where did they go into? I think this is a little bit of a confusing point because the Bible here says house, but many of the mystics say cave. So let's reconcile those two, even though most of this method of St. Teresa of Avila, we're not going to look at the Greek words. I want to give you a little something here. So the Greek word of where they entered is oikos, and the accusative that's actually literally used here in Matthew 2 is oikon, and accusative just means the declension of that word. And you might recognize oikos as that Greek yogurt company. It's actually just made by Dannon north of the Bronx. But anyway, it's a brilliant marketing tool to use that Greek word oikos, even if this is coming from the Bronx. Okay, but here that declension is oikon, and the mystics, as I just said, say it was a cave. But here's the thing, I don't think that contradicts the Greek of the scripture here. So I'm going to tell you this. Imagine yourself with the Magi going into that dark cave. Maybe St. Joseph lit some candles before you go in there, but all in all, I want you to picture a dark cave as you enter so reverently with the Magi. Now here's what you want to set up in the way of St. Ignatius of Loyola. You want to picture, are you in front of the Magi or behind them? What does it smell like to have this gold and frankincense and myrrh? What is it like as you approach the Holy Family? Maybe there's some oxen there. What is it like as you look over those oxen on your knees? You just did what the Magi did. You bowed down with your head down. Was your head down for 30 seconds? Was it down for a minute on that cold cave floor? Was it down for 5 minutes? And then as you come up and you see those oxen and you see your friends, the Magi that you had just walked with, where is St. Joseph? Is he on Our Lady's right? Is he on Our Lady's left? Who's holding the baby Jesus? And as I said in that first meditation I guided you on, maybe Mary hands you Jesus. What is it like to hold him in the silence of that dark cave? But let me rewind, because maybe before Mary hands you the baby Jesus, in your prayer you want to set up a little bit more of the imagination. Hear the silence of that cave. Look at what it would be like to see the Son of God wrapped in swaddling clothes. Notice with your eyes how that's wrapped. Is his head covered or is it just around his body? Again, what does it smell like to smell the gold, the frankincense in the air? What is it like to live in a first century cave for 15 minutes away from all the noise? Bring this to your meditation. And then maybe imagine Mary hands you Jesus. And this is where you don't have to fake like you're a mystic, because this is what Father Peter the Carmelite says. He says, the soul begins to talk slowly to Christ. Picture holding Jesus here. This is an old school Carmelite. This isn't modernism. He says, the soul begins to talk slowly to Christ. telling him of its love for him, its desire to serve him, its willingness to do anything for him. He adores Christ in the scene of the day's meditation. He expresses his love for him, thanks him for past gifts, petitions him for new favors in the future. Really enter into this reverence. Alice von Hildebrand said that the number one virtue that's missing nowadays is reverence. First, reverence for God, which I believe falls under the virtue of religion. And then secondly, reverence for each other at the horizontal level. And so, you don't have to be a mystic to set this up, but really imagine yourself entering this cave with really intense reverence of your Savior and your God. Feel that anticipation as you enter into that cave in these 15 minutes. Again, this is the way of holiness of St. Teresa of Avila and St. Ignatius of Loyola. Both those saints repeatedly use the word of God that we never hear anymore, majesty. What is it like to come into the presence of that king, that baby, in that cave with three kings that you just traveled with? Talk to Jesus as you hold him. Feel that anticipation as you're setting up the earlier parts of your meditation. Feel that anticipation as you go, and don't rush anything. Be waiting for Our Lady to hand you Jesus. This is key so that God can surprise you in prayer. And when I say surprise you in prayer, I don't mean like the people who talk about the God of surprises, because he meant that doctrinally. God doesn't surprise us doctrinally. But we can say in mental prayer there can be surprises in the multiplicity of God's graces that he showers on you souls that are seeking him in mental prayer. So again, the soul begins to talk slowly to Christ, telling him of its love for him, its desire to serve him, its willingness to do anything for him. He adores Christ in the scene of the day's meditation. He expresses his love for him, thanks him for past gifts, petitions him for new favors in the future. Et benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus. Amen.